I'm Ryan Daniels. Baltimore police say they're still searching for suspects in a mass shooting that took place over the weekend.
We are committed to doing a thorough investigation and identifying and apprehending and prosecuting these individuals held responsible for this chaotic incident.
Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley says the mass shooting at a neighborhood block party just after midnight Sunday left two people dead and 28 others injured. Most of the victims were teens, officials offering a $28,000 reward for information leading to arrests. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are offering up to $20,000 in rewards for info about several attacks on businesses over the weekend. The Metropolitan Police said no one was hurt, but the attacks happened in the span of about 15 minutes early Sunday morning. The suspect detonating devices on a sidewalk near an ATM, near a Nike store, and also threw a Molotov cocktail-style object at a Safeway grocery store. Riots that have been taking place across France since last week in Paris, Ross Cullen says 200 people were arrested Sunday, down from a high of 1,300 2 days ago.
The mayor, Anne Hidalgo, led a counter-protest earlier on Monday, saying that she unreservedly condemns the violence that has been taking place for a week now. The president, Emmanuel Macron, met senior politicians on Monday and said there would continue to be a massive police presence in the bid to finally contain the rioting and the looting. If the violence continues on Monday, it would mark a seventh straight night of arson and vandalism sparked by the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old boy by police last week. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Parts of the U.S. still at risk for more severe weather ahead of the 4th of July. This after heavy rain caused flooding in Kentucky on Sunday, with this Lexington resident describing storms sounding like a mini train.
But I didn't know what it happened. It was something strong, and we heard a big sound, and like I said, the lights went in and out two or three times.
Five people have died after a small plane crash in South Carolina over the weekend. This is USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.
Get the absolute most out of your workouts with the finest pre-workout formulas from Transparent Labs. Bulk or get lean and achieve your goals with stimulus-free supplements developed for peak performance. All-natural Transparent Labs cutting-edge formulas use no artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors, and all are third-party lab-tested. Get 20% off your first order today with code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com. That's TransparentLabs.com, code RADIO. Transparent Labs, driven by science, fueled by nature. For 20% off, enter code RADIO at TransparentLabs.com.
The U.S. is recommending Americans reconsider traveling to China. The State Department, in an updated advisory, said there's a risk of wrongful detention and U.S. citizens could be detained without access to U.S. consular services or information about their alleged crime. Americans are also warned against using drugs in or prior to arriving in China and against participating in demonstrations or protests. The advisory comes amid rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The head of the University of California says in the wake of last week's landmark Supreme Court ruling against affirmative action in college admissions, he's reminded of how profound an effect it had when California banned affirmative action during the 1990s.
One way it limited the way that we were admitting students.
Cal President Dr. Michael Drake speaking on CBS Face the Nation. In a 6-3 decision last week, the U.S. Supreme Court shot down both Harvard University and the University of North Carolina's race-based admissions policies, saying it unfairly discriminated against white and Asian applicants. Two PGA Tour officials will testify before a congressional committee next week on the organization's merger with Saudi Arabia-backed LIV Golf. PGA Tour COO Ron Price and board member Jimmy Dunn are set to testify July 11th before the Senate Homeland Security Committee's Subcommittee on Investigations. Officials with LIV Golf, which is bankrolled by the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund, declined to appear. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, until I got my first MyPillow, I never had a pillow that didn't get in my way at night. The MyPillow difference is day and night, also known as deep, restful sleep. And if you haven't tried one out yet, there's no better time to massively improve the quality of your sleep by taking advantage of the MyPillow offer exclusively for radio listeners. Just go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the radio listener specials. Lots of great deals there, but I think the best one is their buy one, get one free offer. They got a BOGO going on right now for MyPillow premium pillows. And it's a great way to pick up a MyPillow for yourself and for your